The first thing I notice when I come to Kolkata from San Francisco is not the heat or the smog, but the noise. ENT specialist Ranjun Roychoudhury says that's not an unusual culture shock.
I think the thing that would strike one most is if you transpose people from Calcutta into the West, you'll be surprised at how loud we talk.
That's because we have to talk over all the noise around us. You've heard of the city that never sleeps. Welcome to the city that never stops honking. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata.
Doesn't matter what time of the day, but if there are cars on the streets, you will hear them honking.
Pradeep Kakkar and his wife Bonani run an NGO called Public, trying to push for a quieter city. A tough sell.
Our suggestion has been that we're not trying to eliminate honking. We're simply trying to reduce it.
A survey a couple of years ago found that at 10 major crossings, the horn count average per day was a whopping 107,392 per day. That's over 70 honks per minute. Cars and buses loudly flout no horn signs around hospitals and schools. Some drivers are honking because a pedestrian or a cow is jaywalking, or another car is turning without a signal, or just because.
In Hindi, there's a word called ronak, which would roughly translate to positive commotion. That in a family, for instance, there should be lots of children, there should be blaring music, etc. There should be babble, and there should be this ronak. So people like the sense of life as signaled by noise.
Also, we don't see noise pollution like we see the black exhaust fumes from a bus. So we tend to take it less seriously. But Dr. Roychoudhury says he's seeing the effect.
I have patients who, students who are finding it difficult to cope in class. I have patients who are professional voice users or in the entertainment industry, and they find it very difficult. And I have patients who are business executives, and they find that they're finding it very difficult in meetings to follow what's being said.
He has a fantasy.
You should actually have something built into your horn, so if you sound it twice, it won't sound again for another half an hour. So you become much more careful about when you use it.
That's a little radical. But Bonani and Pradeep Kakkar are taking more modest steps towards a quieter city. They get school children to hold up no horn placards alongside traffic police. Bonani says it does cause a drop. And the children learn that saving the environment isn't just about big, overwhelming issues like global warming.
For the short time they were there with the placards, even the smallest child could see that they were making a tremendous difference.
And it has a ripple effect at home.
We've met parents who say, oh, this child has become a nuisance every time we're in the car. In Calcutta, you do have to use the horn sometimes. They say, Papa, why are you using the horn?
But she admits children can only do so much.
And they recently had a drive. It was all over the papers, 111 schools participating. It was just for a day. That's not going to change things.
Ultimately, traffic police have to be the one enforcing the honking laws regularly. With fines, says Pradeep.
In this city, you can be fined, you can be hauled across the coals for violating laws such as no parking, for making an illegal U-turn. But for honking inside hospitals, around schools, you can get away with impunity. You have absolutely nothing to worry about.
Until that changes, when you go to buy a car, the first thing you'll check is the horn. Because in Kolkata, I honk, therefore I am. Or is it, I am, therefore I honk? This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.